Hey, Tinkers, you have a successful gym and you have lots of great ideas, and you might feel like you're on a roll, like everything that you touch is turning to gold. Today, we're going to talk about second order thinking, and I'm going to start with the parable of King Midas from Greek mythology. Now, you probably know this story, or at least part of it. King Midas was given a wish, and his wish was that everything that he touched would turn to gold. And while he was initially thrilled to be creating all this gold all around him, he quickly realized that there were dire consequences to some of his choices. And so first his food turned to gold and he couldn't eat it, and then his drink turned to gold and he couldn't drink it, and then he actually turned his daughter into gold. And this is an ancient parable, but it serves as an example of second order thinking, which is a skill that we really need to develop in the tinker phase. So like any skill, you get better with practice and you can build it faster if you lean on the other people around you. Second order thinking is the practice of looking beyond the immediate effects of the decisions that you're making and considering the series of subsequent effects that those decisions might make. It involves thinking steps ahead and understanding the potential chain reaction that might follow from a choice that you make. This is tough, and none of us have a crystal ball. We can't see into the future, but one of the beauties of being in an open and transparent and honest group like the Tinker Group is that you can learn from the mistakes of others before you have to make those mistakes yourself. And so in effect, you get to place yourself into a situation where you have second order thinking available to you because you can ask other people, what have you done in this situation? Second order thinking can prevent you going off the cliff. I know, like right now you're feeling really great. You've made some good decisions. You're a successful business owner or you wouldn't be here and things are going well. But the biggest temptation that we often see when people get to the tinker stage is they've got a successful gym. They've joined the Tinker program and now they're going to go break everything in their gym. They've got this working model and now they're going to tinker with it until it breaks. And so they start implementing things that didn't get them to where they are. Like, I'm going to do, you know, a commission structure for a salesperson, or I'm going to quickly go out and buy like three more gyms or whatever that is. They have these great ideas and they want to act on them right away. It's great that you've got the time and resources to do that right now, but the catch-22 of having the time and resources is that there's nobody to stop you from making a ton of mistakes. So what we want to do here is try to think through what will happen next. If I make this decision now, what is the what's the next consequence? What will happen after then? And the most important question you can ask in this phase is, and then what? Okay, so I'm going to do this thing, okay? And then what's likely to happen? So you can maintain a decision journal to help you track your outcomes and learn from your past decisions. You probably heard the adage like, you need to make mistakes fast or you need to fail fast. That's only half true. You don't need to make a lot of mistakes, but you need to reflect on all of your actions and look at like the mistakes that you've made and the wins that you've had, repeat the wins over time, over and over and over, and not repeat the mistakes. Like, it's okay to make mistakes, but it's not okay to repeat mistakes. This myth that like you need to fail fast means that, you know, you need to take a lot of chances and just like fail and fail and fail until ultimately you recognize the thing that's going to win. But most people don't. They just try a whole bunch of random stuff because they think that everything they touch is going to turn to gold without thinking through the second order consequence. Okay, so how can you avoid making mistakes by considering second order consequences? Number one, you ask the question, and then what? After, you know, you're thinking about a decision. The second is you keep a journal, like what's worked for you and what hasn't. Don'tbuyads.com was my journal. That's where I started sharing things with myself in the future. Like, hey, Chris, don't do that again. And oh, Chris, this worked. You have to keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. And of course, you know, I made that public and you can make yours public too. Share it with other people, share it with your tinker coach, share it with your mentor. And then finally, before you make any decision, you can talk to people who have been down that road before. So talk about it with your coach, talk about it with the others in the group and talk about it with your mentors. It's better to learn from their mistakes. I'm going to give you some examples here. Okay. So, first order thinking about membership promotions. I'm going to offer a significant discount on annual memberships to boost signups. Second order thinking is, okay, if I do significant membership discounts up front, how is that going to affect my monthly revenue long term or my member commitment levels? or the perception of the gym's value, or like the people who are already in my gym, or what conversations am I going to have down the road when somebody wants a discount? Okay. That, or somebody wants a refund, or like they didn't like it. These are second order thinking skills that you need to have. And I'll give you some great examples of this. Even in TubeBrain, there are people who get to the Tinker level and they say, okay, I know what got me here. I'm going to change all that and do something completely different now because I am successful. But in business, there's no save game function. You can undo what you've already done. If you start toying with it too much, you can break your machine. So one place this has happened in TubeBrain is when people have switched entirely to high ticket offers. Instead of making it an option or testing it on some clients, they said, I'm all in on this. And so what they did was they sold this like high ticket offer for like $3,000. I'm making so much money, I can give my coach a commission and teach them to sell it. Great. And then the client asked for a refund. But I don't have the money to give you a refund. Like, I already paid the coach to deliver it, and I already paid the coach a commission, and I already paid this and this and this. What am I going to do now? Well, you got to go out there and sell more. And so you kind of, you get in this downward spiral because you haven't thought through the second order consequence of your action. Second example is investing in new equipment. So first order thinking is, if I purchase like this new jerk box, glute ham raise, five more rowers, I'm going to attract new members. But second order thinking is saying like, how will that attract more members, right? Again, and then what? Okay, I've got the five rowers, then what? What will happen that will bring these new people in? Does having more rowers attract new members? Well, maybe not, you know, and is there something else that I can possibly do? If I get these jerk boxes, it's going to make me more money because the weightlifters will want to train here. Okay, what will happen the day after you buy those jerk boxes to attract those weightlifters? You see, you have to have this second order process where you've thought through all of the steps, not just the consequences, and that's how you become successful. Okay. Third example is hiring decisions. First order thinking, I'm going to hire a whole bunch of trainers. But second order thinking is like, if I hire a bunch of trainers, who is going to fill them up? Like, how am I going to pay for those trainers? Maybe I should hire a cleaner to buy myself the time to get more clients, increase demand, and then hire a trainer to fill that demand. So considering the quality of training that you're looking to provide or the impact on your existing staff dynamics, long-term payroll sustainability, these are all second order questions. So you think, I think I'm going to hire a new trainer. And then you ask yourself, okay, and then what? What will happen? Merely having the trainer will not fill them up. It's another example of if I build it, they will come. Finally, another example is expanding your gym. So first order thinking is that, hey, if I can expand the physical space, I can offer more classes. But second order thinking is evaluating the return on investment of expansion or potential increases in operational costs and the actual demand for additional classes. Wait a minute, do I need to expand my space to add more classes, or am I just driving up my expenses for no purpose? You know, and a fifth example is buying another gym. Okay, I'm making $50,000 a year net at this gym. I should buy another gym and make another $50,000 a year, and then I'll be making $100,000 a year. I think a lot of us have gone down this road. But second order thinking is, if my goal is to make another $50,000 a year, can I do that at my existing gym without adding further risk, expense, and time to my plate? So second order thinking is a great skill for you to develop. It takes practice. Nobody's perfect at it, but being in a group like Tinker helps you develop it faster because you don't have to make all the mistakes yourself. You're not on an island. All you have to do is ask honestly and with curiosity, what have you done in this situation? And then be mature enough to take the advice of others who have been there before you. One way I know that somebody is not practicing second order thinking is when they really seek confirmation of their ideas. So, they'll post something in the Tinker group and it's like, hey, I've got this idea. Who's done this before? And three people will say, I've tried that. It didn't work. One person will say, I tried it. It worked. And the asker will only pay attention to the person for whom it worked. Okay. Second order thinking means that you take the consequences into account. Now, that doesn't mean look for reasons not to do things. Don't get paralyzed by this. What it means is, here's what I wish I'd known when I did it the first time. Look for those responses. Hey, we started doing semi-private training in my gym. For the first 2 months, it didn't catch on and everybody was disappointed. I thought about giving up, but then I did XYZ and boom, I learned. That lesson in itself, that second order thinking of asking, and then what happened, or and then what will happen, that's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars to you. And so this skill is worth practicing, that second order thinking. I'm Chris Cooper. This is the Tinker Podcast. Stay out front, keep leading.